Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchel with Professor Richard Epstein, who's volunteered to speak to a matter that is not resolved. A young man, a graduate student at Columbia University, we're told, with a student visa and a green card, married to an American citizen, living in the United States, is on his way to being deported, according to the news, by the opinion of the Secretary of State, Mr. Rubio, because the statute reads, if the Secretary of State finds this individual a threat to the security of the United States, in the Secretary's opinion, he will be asked to go to a Paris cafe and spend the rest of his life enjoying Europe or wherever he comes from. In this instance, however, it is a cause célèbre, making headlines across the world, because I believe the claim by those who defend Mr. Khalil is that he was exercising freedom of speech when he supported the activists, the Palestinian demonstrators who disrupted Columbia University in the spring of 24. Richard, we just have a few minutes here. One says it's freedom of speech. The other says you do not have a right to support activity that is illegal. Where do we go?
Well, basically, you have to go to the earlier cases from the 1950s that tried to resolve this question. And what it said was, the line was, it was abstract advocacy on the one hand. This was something which was protected speech. So if you went to a class of ardent individuals and started to talk about the justice of all Hamas's claims, and everybody in the room argued to one way or another, that would count as protected speech. But if what you did, in effect, was talk to a bunch of people and say, we have to attack Hamilton Hall at Columbia College on this date with these kinds of mean, and that was always regarded as a form of insurrection, as a crime of a very serious nature. And so one of the famous cases on this comes, a case called Whitney against the United States. And it was about the situation in which we had syndicalists, basically communist kinds of radicals, who were subject to prosecution in the United States. And there was the passionate opinion written by Justice Brandeis about how it's important to have speech in order to shed light on public affairs so that an informed public can make intelligent decisions of what's going on. The thing to remember about his opinion is it was a concurrence. That is, he supported this particular conviction in this case because he thought they had gone beyond that line into a situation where it's an inducement of crime. And so you then have to go back to the basic logic of the criminal law, independent of the Constitution. And what you do is you find that there are typically two tiers of defendants. One tier is the people on the battlefronts who bake the windows, but they are organized like any military operation with a command structure somewhere else. And what they do is they tell them what to do, but they don't do it themselves. So essentially, they do their dirty work vicariously. And the whole point of the decision in Whitney is if you were doing it in that particular fashion, you could still be punished. So Brandeis and Holmes essentially said the conviction stood, even though they wanted to draw the line. Well, where is this guy Khalil on this particular standard? I am not the professor of facts, so I'm just going to say what seems to be the case is he was very active in the organization of some of the stuff having to do with the occupation of Columbia campus premises, including perhaps even the occupation of Hamilton Hall. And so if you start looking at the stories and this, it's not only you see the story about what's going on in this case, the one guy, but Columbia, I'm now reading a headline, facing pressure from Washington, will expel and suspend anti-Israeli students behind last year's takeover of Hamilton Hall. That was a violent act. And being behind it doesn't mean just supporting it. It means probably organizing the situation. If somebody went and said, saw this thing and said, I think it was a good idea, I don't think you'd convict them. I think what you have to show is that they were individuals who propelled things forward. This is a fact-dense inquiry. Then the question is, who starts to make it? And in the immigration world, there's been a long tradition in the United States and everywhere else, that the immigration authorities, in this case under the supervision of the Secretary of Pace, have enormous discretion in deciding who falls within that category and who does not. And this case would seem to fall within that discretion. Now, you can go to court and challenge it, but the only way I think you will win is to say that you're on the right side of the abstract advocacy line. And I don't think that, given who this person is, you can do that. The fact that he's married to somebody may create a private hardship, but it doesn't create an entitlement to stay around. Where you go is a somewhat difficult question. You mentioned the Paris Cafe. Usually when they're deportations, they're not to France, and they might not take this guy in anyhow. They have their own problem. It's you go back to your home, which in this case I think would be Syria. But these issues are fact-dense issues. And remember, you're going to have to face this not only with Khalil, but after they get through with what's happened in Colombia, many of the people that were involved in these events of last year will also be expelled. And once they're expelled, they're going to be prime bait for deportation. And, you know, I'm a libertarian, as you know, and I certainly believe in free speech.
30 seconds, pretty, Richard, 30 seconds.
But free speech ends when it becomes a threat or the organization for a use of force. And so freedom in speech means the same thing as it does in every area. You can do things that are legitimate, but you can't do things that threaten a force of fraud against other individuals. And that's whether you carry a knife or whether you urge people into a building. So I think he's likely to lose, and I think it's probably the correct answer. This is not a heroic case of free speech suppression. This is a much more targeted and justified activity, at least as far as the record appears.
Professor Richard Epstein, my guest at a Paris cafe once upon a time.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.